Yeah, very good performance. Start to finish, I thought we were we looked dangerous. We did try to play a little bit today on the counter attack. I came here 2 weeks ago to see him play Swindon, and well, I was sat just up there in the director's box in the 65th minute. My mate nudged me, who's an Oxford supporter, and said, "Well, that they absolutely dominated from start to finish against Swindon." And my mate laughed and he punched me in the side, you know, nudged me in the side of the ribs. He said, "What are you going to do against this and how are you going to stop them?" And I just laughed, or I smiled, and I said, "We will come here and win, without a shadow of a doubt." And we put a plan together, we put a team together to play it, and I think it's fair and reasonable to say. I think it's fair and reasonable to say that they had a big game on Tuesday night where they beat Plymouth here, and which was probably their big game of the week. So seeing little old Barnett coming here, or two Bob Barnett, as I said to the players before the game, coming here to play here for the crowd and for the players was not exactly, I wouldn't have thought, too stimulating. Wouldn't imagine there was too much adrenaline after Tuesday's excellent performance. And I just thought it was the right time to come here today and play them. We played extremely well, deserved to win. There were two absolute stone banker penalties that I could not believe, when the geezer's got his hand up above his head, and it is his hand, and the ref said, "Yes, it did hit his hand above his head, but it's not a penalty." And for all the life of me, and all the courses I've been on and all the life I've had in football, with the ball, it's your hand, and your hand is up near your shoulder, it's a penalty, it's got to be. And the ref said, "Yes, it did, but it's not a penalty." Unbelievable.